Welcome to Listen, Think, Leap, the creative movement podcast where all you need is yourself, your imagination, and a bit of space. I'm your host and dance movement teaching artist, Miss Teresa, and in today's episode, we're going to make an everyday Earth Day dance. So go ahead and put your screens down, turn your volume up, and get ready to dance because it's Listen, Think, Leap. Now, before we get started, here's an important message for the grown-ups. By dancing along at home, you understand the activities in this podcast carry a risk of injury. And if someone gets hurt or something gets damaged while participating, you will not hold Listen, Think, Leap liable. So double check to make sure any and all sharp corners, objects, slick spots, pets, and people are safely outside your dancing space. If you have to move something to make room to dance, make sure to ask a grown-up if it's okay first. If you need to adjust your dancing space, go ahead and pause the podcast now. Ready to dance? Here we go. Yesterday was Earth Day, the day we celebrate the planet Earth that we call home. To celebrate, we often spend time outside in nature, appreciating the beauty of the world around us, and taking part in activities that help keep our planet healthy, like recycling or conserving electricity by turning off the lights when we're not in a room, or maybe riding a bike to work or to school, or planting some wildflowers for pollinators to visit. Now, even if you're listening to this podcast weeks or months from the airing of this episode, there's never a bad time to sit back and appreciate the world around us and do your part to take care of the earth. One of my favorite ways to remember and celebrate is with, you guessed it, dance and movement. So let's make an everyday Earth Day dance today. First, we need to come up with three movements to make our Earth Day dance. Why three? Because Earth is the third planet from the sun. So I want you to start by making a round shape with your body. That could be crouching down into a tight, small ball with your whole body on the ground, spine curved, or maybe making a round shape with your arms out in front of your stomach or above your head. Okay, so now for our first movement, I want you to grow into a tree. Maybe your arms and head slowly reach out long from your body, fingertips reaching to the sky, your spine straightens super tall like a tree. Eyes up. Remember, your face is part of your body too. Excellent. Now, our second movement is going to be one for a butterfly. Those are pollinators that can help plants grow. Can you flap your arms like butterfly wings? And make your butterfly travel in a zigzag around your room. It could be tiptoes or gallops or skips or running quick, fast feet. Good. And now our third movement is for recycling. Reusing something rather than just throwing it away. So for this movement, I want you to pretend to crumple up a piece of paper into a tight ball and pretend to throw it super far away with a big jump. And now I want you to reverse that movement. We're going to recycle that movement. So like hitting a rebind button, catch that ball of paper you threw away and bring it back into the center of your body near your heart. Good. And then for the end of our dance, we're going to go back to our first pose, that Earth shape with either nice round arms right in front of your stomach, above your head, or crouching down into a ball with a curved spine. And hold it. Really feel that shape, nice and round. And now relax. Now, let's try our dance by putting all those movements together, one right after the other. So remember, we have our Earth shape, growing into a tree, doing our zigzag pattern as a butterfly, and then throwing a piece of paper away, and then reversing that movement to recycle that paper back, and then finding that Earth shape again. Ready to try it? Here we go. Start in your Earth pose, round arms, or crouch down. Go and hold that, lots of energy. Now, slowly grow into a tree. Arms reaching up and out like branches, fingertips leading the movement. Your spine straightens nice and tall as a tree. Nice. Now I want you to dance like a butterfly. Skip, and glide and gallop in a zigzag, or maybe tiptoe through your space. And don't forget your butterfly wings. Your arms are flapping up and down and up and down. Keep dancing all around your space. I want you to spend some time in this butterfly movement, so keep flapping your wings and skipping, galloping or running or tiptoeing. Beautiful movement. And now I want you to crumple up a ball of paper, really small ball, and throw it away. Give me a big jump. Throw that ball away. Good. Now I want you to reverse that movement. Catch your paper ball, bring it close to your heart like you're recycling it. Beautiful. Now find your Earth Day pose again. Get real small with your spine nice and round in a ball shape, or hold your arms in a circle above your head or in front of your stomach and hold that pose. And go ahead and relax. If you want, try to do this dance outside. You can use the sounds of nature around you, like birds or the wind rustling through the leaves of a tree, as your music. You can also add new movements to this dance to make it longer and make it your own. Thank you for dancing and celebrating Earth Day with me. I hope you celebrate Earth Day every day. Well, that's it for today. But before we go, let's take 3 relaxing breaths to finish. Go ahead and inhale and exhale. And breathe in and breathe out. And last time, breathe in and breathe out. Today's episode was produced and edited by Teresa Simpson. This episode featured music by Craig Austin, with theme song by Sander Kalmashier. For the latest Listen Think Leap news, check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, consider becoming a supporter at listenthinkleap.com. As always, thanks for moving with me. Till next time, remember to put down your screens, get on your feet, and keep dancing, kids.